You are tuned in to Kids in the Pit.
Hey guys, it's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Olaf Wikstrand from the Swedish heavy metal band Enforcer. Thanks so much for joining me. Are you in Sweden now?
I am in Sweden now, yes.
Nice. So what do you do in the band Enforcer?
I write songs, I produce songs, I sing, and I play guitar.
Nice. So what year did Enforcer start, and do you all still play shows?
I started the band in like 2005, something, or maybe even before that, 2004, 2005, something, as a like a solo band. I did everything myself and put stuff together, recorded songs, and that eventually developed into like a more traditional band. And that was sometime in 2006, and we've been going strong since that, I would say.
Cool. So where did your band start, and do you all still live there?
The band was founded in a town called Arvika, in the western part of Sweden where I'm grown up. And it was like, it was my brother and I and a couple of our friends from our childhood who played together. During the years, we changed some members, and we moved around. So at the moment, I live in Stockholm, the capital of Sweden. And my brother, who still plays the drums, he lives in Austin, Texas. And our bass player also lives in Austin. And our guitar player lives in Stockholm too, so it's like a logistical party to play shows with this band.
So we live in the US, but we're not very close to Texas, but my mom's going to be going there with a band called Unearth and doing merch for a few days.
Awesome. Where are you from?
We're from Delaware. So
Delaware, like the north,
it's like
northeast.
It's like an hour south of Philadelphia, 3 hours south of New York.
Oh yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not sure we play there. We played shows in every like small shithole, like in the U.S. But I don't think we've been in Delaware.
Yeah, there's not many places to play shows here.
No.
Some, but pretty much all of them are 21 plus because. So I usually can't go to shows in Delaware. We just usually go to Baltimore and Philly and stuff like that.
Yeah, we played in Baltimore a couple of times, I think 2 times, and in Philadelphia a couple of times too. So yeah, we've been around that area.
Nice. Yeah.
But it's hard. I remember that from when I was a kid myself, that, you know, you couldn't go out to the bar shows. You know, you had to go to the bigger shows that had like who were all ages.
Yep. So I went to Norway a couple months ago.
Really?
It's your neighbor, which is cool.
Yeah.
Norway like is has a really really long border with Sweden.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Mhm. But I got this shirt right here at a black metal museum thing, exhibit thing in a library in Oslo.
Yeah.
But it's like a black metal exhibit, so it's really cool.
Yeah, I think they're like the state of Norway is really proud over their black metal legacy, I think, like of the country. It's like one of a big export from the country.
Mm-hmm. So are your lyrics in English?
The lyrics are in English, yes.
Nice. So what song do you suggest those not familiar with Enforcer look up? And do you have a favorite song to play live?
I would suggest, I think that we play a lot of bands these days focus on one style, but I think we do a lot of different types of music. But I mean, a song that I'm really proud of is a song called Undying Evil from 2015. I really like that. So that's a good introduction to the band. Or a song called Coming Alive from our latest album.
Okay, yeah, I'll make sure to check that out.
Good.
So what was the first heavy metal concert you attended, and how old were you?
We had heavy metal shows, but there was more local bands in my hometown when I was growing up. So I saw like one of my first memories of a real concert was a death metal band called Vomitory, who played in my hometown, and that must have been like I was maybe 13 when I saw them. And then in 2001, when I was 15, I went to Stockholm 3 hours by train to see Slayer.
Nice. Yes. I like Slayer, but I'm sad they broke up because they broke up, so I won't be able to see them. But
oh, that sucks. Yeah.
But
yeah, that's life. There's been so many bands who've been broken up that I could never see too, and who broke up even before I was born also. So
yep.
Maybe they'll play again. I mean, Motley Crue, or like Motley Crue, they disband, and then a few years later they start to play again. I'm sure that Slayer will play shows again at some point.
Maybe, but I mean, they're getting kind of old, so they might not. But
yeah,
no offense if anyone, it's not an insult. It's an age term.
It's a fact, yeah. And I mean, relative to you and relative to me too, they are old.
Yeah, but you never know. So.
No.
So, what are some of your favorite bands to see live?
Oh, that's a good question. I saw Def Leppard a couple of weeks ago, 2 times, and I really enjoyed it. I think they're great. It's incredibly good show, incredibly good. But I mean, when I saw Iron Maiden the first time, that was a huge experience. When I saw Metallica the first time, that was also a pretty huge experience. I mean, there's a lot of those bands who are still playing good, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yesterday, there was this, like, someone gave us all these tapes for free. So we took some of them, and I got a few Def Leppard. I think there were multiple. Yeah, I got a few Def Leppard cassette tapes.
Oh, that's nice. You should listen to them.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I think
a lot.
I was always, when I was growing up, I was always told by the cool people that Def Leppard sucked because they were commercial. So I never listened to Def Leppard when I was a kid. But when I grew up, and once I start to not care about what other people think, then I started to get into Def Leppard, and I discovered that they were an incredibly great band.
Yeah, I haven't listened to them much, but I'll make sure to check out those tapes.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite place you've toured in?
I think like South America and Latin America in general is really cool for our type of music. So like Mexico and Argentina and Chile is one of the, like, has the best audience, I guess, for our type of music. But we've played so many like weird places, like South Korea, Thailand, Singapore, Japan, like countries that you wouldn't think like has a scene, but
yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's been like pretty good shows there, and we made a lot of friends, and it's been like cool to play in those areas where a lot of bands don't usually play.
Mm-hmm. Sometime next year, me and my family are going to try to do a trip to Singapore.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And we might do a few other countries also. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
that's nice.
Yeah. Do you have any crazy tour stories you want to share?
I think it's always really hard to like come up with one crazy tour stories when I have a billion. I mean, crazy stuff always happens, I guess, when you're touring. But it's been a lot of things that's been happening. I mean, once we crashed with a bus and almost died. Another time we had a bus breakdown and we had to take into a gas, like, to a service station, and we were surrounded by militant ISIS supporters who wanted to kill us. So we had to be escorted by police from the service station in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow.
That was also a sick thing. And you know, just generally being around like crazy, like drunk people, you know, going out with like to parties in the night, and you know, just meet incredibly weird people. Like another time, actually in Baltimore, we saw somebody get shot right in like in front of us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's been like a lot of things that's been happening. Yeah.
Yeah, Baltimore is kind of scary sometimes if you go
yeah,
to the bad parts, but
yeah.
there are some nicer parts, like the downtown area is nice, but some parts
yeah.
aren't very good.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of things happen when you're out touring, and especially if you're touring as much as we've been doing throughout the past, I mean, 15 years. I mean, I spent almost 15 years of my life touring. So a lot of crazy stuff happens all the time.
Yep. So what is your favorite type of American food?
Oh, I don't know. What's American? I guess, I mean, Texas type of barbecue, I
Yeah.
guess. That's something. Or Texas chili is
Yep.
something that I really dig. Yeah, that's something that I do a lot at home.
I mean, chili is American, but it's not necessarily Texan. I think that's the right word for someone from Texas, Texan.
Yeah,
But
but there's a certain kind of it. I just saying these things because I spent a lot of time in Texas in my life. So, but there's like a, I think there's like a special way of preparing the chili that they do in, especially in South Texas, with certain like Mexican influences and certain, you know, they have a certain way of preparing it that's a little bit special, and that's something that I got to like. Or Southern Californian burritos, pretty nice too.
Yep.
They want to do, yeah.
It seems like the south of like the US is just really good at food.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think so too. Like in north of the US, you have more similar food culture as we have in Europe. And I guess in the south, they are more influenced by Mexican food.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're kind of close to the border of Mexico.
Yeah.
So, what was your favorite TV show and movie when you were my age?
How old are you?
11.
11, yeah. I was 11 in 97. What did I watch then? I don't know. I mean, maybe I was younger, but I really enjoyed DuckTales. Have you seen that? That's like a,
I
it's
think.
like a Disney series that came out in the late 80s.
I think
They
I've
were,
seen.
yeah.
Yeah. I think
that's something, yeah. But I was probably younger when I watched that. But it's like, I think it's, I still think it's one of the better things that Disney did. I also watched like Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was something, yeah. But I was probably younger then too. When I was 11, I started to look like, I guess, like watch more adult things.
I mean, yeah, same with me. I don't watch as much cartoons, more like kind of adult movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, like horror, action, something like that.
Yeah, I when I was 11, probably like the Batman movies that were available at that time was probably something that I was into at 11. Yeah, I guess so. Action movies. Yeah. Action movies was a, like a huge, huge thing in the 1990s.
Yep. So when you're in the U.S., do people ever make comments about the snowman when you tell them your name? When you tell
All
them
the
your
time.
name? Nice.
Yeah. Because before there was a movie, like with that character. And nobody understood my name because they had no reference to my name. And it was like, yeah, whatever. But then when I'm in the US and introduce myself as Olaf, everybody's like, oh, yeah, like the snowman. And I was, but, yeah, exactly.
But yours is spelled O-L-O-F and the snowman is O-L-A-F, right?
Yeah, I guess so. And but it's the same name. I guess like Olaf with an A. It's more like the Norwegian spelling of the same name, but it's literally the same name. It's like a Scandinavian name with like from the Viking age, more or less. And I think it means like descendant or something.
Oh, because Frozen is set in Norway.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Yep. So, if you could talk to and understand one type of animal, what would you choose?
I don't know. Maybe cats, because they're pretty human, like in their you can put so much, you know, human personality in them. You can imagine that you see that. So that would be something that you could relate to, I guess.
Yeah, I really like cats. I'm more of a dog person, but I still love cats.
Yeah, I guess dogs would be more simple. It would be like talking to a child if you were talking to a dog. But if you talk to a cat, that would be more like talking to a really, to somebody who actually has a bit of a intelligence and charisma.
Like, it seems like cats are more like, usually more smart, but like I feel like if you talk to a cat, it would be like really grumpy, right?
Yeah, maybe, or at like, more individual than a dog, perhaps. I don't know. Yeah,
like it seems like their personality is just like, meh, go away. It's like, and dogs are like, play with me now.
Yeah, might be.
It's funny.
Yeah, so
if you could tell your 11-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
Yeah, what would that be? I mean, kind of cheesy, but I mean, follow your dreams and do what you want to do in life. I kind of did that and I'm here now and I don't regret that a second. I had the best life that anyone could have, I think.
Yeah, I hope to have a life kind of like yours, like being in a band and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I play guitar, drums, bass, and I do vocals and also trombone, but I'm not very good at that yet. But yeah,
that's awesome.
I really like instruments.
Yeah, do you produce music too? Have you ever like tried to like set up Logic and make some and record stuff?
So I have Reaper. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
And I record covers of some songs by some bands.
I think that's great. That's a great thing to know how to do that, because that's like a skill that you can get really far with. I mean, you don't, if you handle that skill, you don't even have to have a band. I mean, you can just compose music and you can like, and you can like see the full picture of what music is, more than like the individual instruments. You see what I mean? So if you get good at that, you'll be able to do your own music. And that's far more important, to be able to do music and write music, and that would get you so much further than just handling one instrument really well. So you see the difference?
Me and some of my friends are trying to start a band.
Yeah.
We have a few songs. We're just, we don't have them recorded yet, but we have songs, so.
Yeah, but I mean, that's an advice that I can give you, that, you know, practice on Reaper and to, like, program drums and like layer instruments on top of each other, like play around with harmonies and see where you get, because that's something that's going to take you really far. But it's also important to play together. But I mean, all the music that I write, I mean, I you know, the music that I write alone. And I work with that almost like every day that I have time. I sit down in my computer and I program drums and I play guitar and I play the bass myself all over and I do the vocal lines. And that's how I write the music. I don't write music together with other people. I write music in my head and I'm just trying to get it out. So that's how I always like did songs.
Cool. Well, yeah. Thanks for the good advice.
Yeah.
Well, anything to add before you wrap it up?
If you're good, I'm good.
Okay. Well, thanks to Olaf for joining me today. And thanks to all of you for watching or listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel or follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye.
Bye.